So you're time crunched, right? Who isn't? You have health goals. It seems like we all do. We all want to be healthier. But a lot of times that seems to fall apart. My guest today, Julie Tirana, she's going to talk about system, support, and accountability, a great framework to stay on track. She's also going to share some great tips on how to stay healthy when we're short on time. So excited again to have Julie Tirana on with us. This is Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you live a healthier, inspired life. I'm Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 88. Julie Tirana, she is a corporate health coach that is helping individuals optimize their day by increasing their energy and self-care to have a productive day and be happier. Rather than focusing solely on what they should and should not eat, Julie focuses on long-lasting habit changes that provide clients with the proper tools to lead a healthier lifestyle. And we're going to be discussing a lot of things today, especially how to integrate healthy habits when you're short on time. Julie, so good to talk with you. I always start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Can you share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Sure. One of the most important things when starting your day is getting yourself in the right mindset. So my favorite thing to tell people to do that has honestly made a huge impact in my life has been changing the thought of I have to I get to. So for example, instead of waking up and thinking I have to go to work today, think I get to go to work today, as if it were a privilege that is, it's true, it's honestly, you know, not, shouldn't be taken for granted by everyone. It is not a given that every day we get to wake up and go to work. So by reframing your thought process from doing anything and thinking I have to do it into I get to do it really makes you start off on a positive foot, and it changes your approach to it starting from the first minute that you wake up until the second you go to sleep.
I like that. Now, the real litmus test is then if I use that when I wake up and I've got a dentist appointment in the morning. So if I say, I get to go to the dentist today, I guess I reframe my whole mindset and go, you know what, I'm lucky I have the money to go to the dentist. I'm lucky I have a good dentist, and I'm lucky that I'm going to get to have healthy teeth and gums, and I'm not going to be suffering from some form of tooth decay as I get older. So I got to be thankful, and
exactly,
I get to do this today. So that's it.
Yes. Yes.
I love
it. You have the teeth to get them cleaned. You have the teeth to be taken care of, and you're right. You have someone who is providing the service that, you know, maybe if you were, you know, in any other situation, you wouldn't have that, or maybe you'd have to wait 6 months to get an appointment. So it's really great that you get to go to the dentist and have a beautiful smile.
That's wonderful. Thank you. You've just already helped us, Julie. We're just into the interview. Look at that. You're already helping us. I love it.
Well, it is my pleasure.
All right, Julie, if you can, just quickly fill us in on your personal life and what brings you joy when you're not working.
You know, that's a really great question, and I'm glad that you asked that, because I truly make it a point every day to be grateful for everything that I do. And I personally am, I value being well-rounded and having variety in my life. I do not oversaturate myself in any area. Personally, I have Crohn's disease, so I was sick for a number of years in and out of the hospital. And to go back to your previous question about the, you know, get to versus have to, that's kind of where that stemmed from, because there were days that I didn't get to go to work, or I didn't get to work out from being sick. So in battling my Crohn's disease, I developed ways to truly enjoy quiet time and aloneness. And I now, when I'm not working or meeting with clients, I truly enjoy just reading a really great book, whether it be informational or just a great fiction novel. And I also enjoy working out. And to me, it's more than just doing something good for my body. It's doing something good for my emotional well-being as well. So I truthfully find joy in the aloneness of reading or the aloneness of just putting in my earbuds and getting in a great workout.
Absolutely. So speaking of the Crohn's disease, that was very serious for you, right? There was like a 3-year journey which ended in surgery. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right.
And what did you learn from that, going through that whole ordeal?
I honestly learned that life is very short, and it is too short to do anything that doesn't make you happy. Another thing that I feel like I used to take for granted is time. And I thought, oh, I have all the time in the world. But then I would be sick, and I would lose a lot of time, both professionally and socially and spending time with friends and family. And I realized that I need to do something with my life that makes an impact on others and that brings me joy on a daily basis. And it was at that time that I started to think that, you know, working in corporate America as I was at the time may not be what my true passion is and what drives me every day. So that's when my gears started changing, and I studied to become a nutritionist and a health coach, and not only do that to benefit my life and my own body, but to benefit others, and realize that that was my true calling.
That is a great story. So you're kind of turning a rough patch in your life, you turned it into something good, and now you're helping people because of it.
Exactly, yes. And I felt that, honestly, there wasn't a big, network out there that, I mean, you have your therapist and you have your nutritionist, and one works more emotionally and one works more physically, but there wasn't anyone really out there who could combine the two. And it's very important that not only are you healthy physically, but emotionally as well. And I was really, I am really happy that I'm able to offer that to people, both wellness physically and emotionally, as well as I have been through the ringer on trying to get myself physically and emotionally happy and healthy. So I'm really glad that I could now offer that to so many people.
So, Julie, you have such a great analogy on your website. People, and I know I've done this, see themselves in pictures way back when, and they go, wow, I looked really good back then. What happened to me? But of course, you know, we all get older, we all age, but we do have that thought, geez, I've kind of let myself go. So we think, I need to get in better shape. I need to get healthy. I want to get back to that person again. And we start out with great intentions, and we start and we go, and then we slowly seem to taper off, and then that is just a dream, what we thought 3 months ago when we thought, I'm going to get back in shape. Why do we do that? Why do we taper off like that and can't stay committed to our goals of getting healthy?
Well, I think that the first thing that people often struggle with is setting a proper foundation. I firmly believe in having a 3-pillar approach, which is having the best system, support, and accountability in order to reach your goals. So by having the right system, that means identifying your goals, the reason behind wanting to achieve these goals, which is really important. A lot of times I feel that people set out to achieve goals and they aren't in alignment with the reason behind doing it. And that's a big reason why people, if you will, fall off the wagon with trying to reach their goals, because they don't really have the mindset, haven't shifted their mindset as to what this change or what this new goal that they achieve will do for them. Secondly, the support is very critical, and that means having support around you in your home with your family or roommates, or having the right support at work, putting together your team, such as if you have a nutritionist or health coach, and having a great physician if you are not feeling well. You really have to put together literally a team so that you are able to announce your goals and have people kind of support you and really hold you accountable, which is the 3rd pillar, accountability. And by just stating your goals out loud, make you feel like, wow, I guess I can't turn back now because I already spoke it out loud and I would look like a quitter if I didn't commit to it. And by working with a coach such as myself, having that person that you speak with every week truly makes you accountable to accomplish everything that you have set out to do. So the three pillars, the system, the support, and the accountability are really the foundation to achieving your goals.
So that's really good. Having that foundation and understanding that is important. So by understanding your system, why do you want to get healthy? Why do you want to get back in shape? And doing it for the right reasons. So just having six-pack abs may not be enough. There's probably got to be a deeper reason. So you really, so what you're saying is dig deep and really find out, why is it that you want to get healthy? Why do you feel you're unhealthy or out of shape? What is the exact reason I want to start doing this, right? So you really got to dig into that.
Yes, exactly. And by identifying that, it will be a constant reminder when you are tempted not to continue on your journey. So a good example, like you said about, oh, I want six-pack abs. And if I have someone come to me and say, you know, I want to be in the best physical shape possible, and I ask why, and they say, well, because I'm a mom now, and I want to make sure that I am able to build up my immune system and keep up with my kids and my demanding schedule. So I make them actually have a visible or a physical anchor that reminds them of their goals. So I say, you know, put on the background of your phone a picture of your kids as a reminder when you look at your phone, this is why I'm doing this. I want to be a better mom. I don't want to be sick. I want to be strong. So you're right. It's way more than just the, I guess, the look of it or the superficial reason. There's deep lying reasons why we want to achieve our goals. And by truly tapping into that, it makes us less likely to veer off our path to reaching our goals.
Okay, so that's terrific. I love that. So that's system, then support. So you're saying enlist the help of family and friends and kind of get that team around you. So you say to your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to need your help, right? And so don't keep it to yourself. Tell the people that are closest to you in your life what your plans are.
Yes, and you know, it doesn't even have to be the people closest to you in your life. One of the big things that I had learned to do in my corporate life is to share with people my own journey towards wellness when dealing with my Crohn's disease. So if I went to a lunch meeting and I couldn't eat certain foods, I would let them know, not in a over-the-top way, just kind of, it would come up in conversation. And it's really important that you let those around you know what you're doing so that they're not only intrigued and understanding, but it gives you empowerment and control. We don't live in a vacuum. So even if we committed to eating healthy and working out and doing all the things that you should to be healthy, we have a life. Life always gets in the way. And if we don't tell others about this or set up that support when we're not at home, it is so easy to not follow through on these commitments. So anyone around you, anyone who is close to you, not even just like in your inner circle, but a part of your daily flow, it's really important to let them know about this so that you're able to continue this journey.
I love that example, going out to eat with friends and you ordering something different, more healthy, something you may not ordinarily order, or cutting back on wine or beverages or coffee, you know, whatever it is, you know, with all of the stuff in it. And they're like, wait a minute, you usually get the cappuccino mocha. What's with the straight coffee? Or what do you mean you're not going to have a glass of wine? That's a great time to go, well, I've made a decision in my life. I want to start eating healthier. I want to start watching, you know, what I eat, what I drink, because it's time for me to get healthy. So that's a great time to announce it when you're in those types of social situations.
Exactly. And I have found people respond really well and even may say, you know what, I've been trying to do this as well, or whatever you're ordering sounds really good. And another thing to note, and I found this in working with a number of clients, people feel that others may judge them or they may feel like they're missing out by not ordering the same thing as their company. And it doesn't matter what you're eating or drinking, you are still involved in the same experience. So if I go to a coffee meeting, as you mentioned, and I only get a green tea and the person across from me gets a mocha latte with whipped cream, we're still engaging in the same conversation. We're still enjoying each other's company. It's just that we are drinking two different beverages. So I'm choosing the healthier option. I'm choosing something I enjoy. It has no impact on what they're enjoying. And we're still having a great meeting and a great time together. So it really does come down to you sticking to your guns and kind of being your own advocate for how you eat and drink when in a public setting.
Absolutely right. And then on a kind of a subtopic, you probably want to be with those people that support you, because I'm sure we've all had friends where we've been trying to make a change in our life. Okay, I'm going to eat less burgers. And you go out and you order a tuna fish. And they're like, what are you doing with the tuna fish, dude? Come on, we're eating burgers. We always eat burgers on Tuesday. And you're like, nope, I got to eat healthier now. It's time for me to really pay attention to my health. And that person that is guilting you, come on, you can do one. Come on. Those kind of people you probably want to shy away from a little bit, those people that don't support you in your health goals.
Yes, you're right. You know, and that's part of the support too. You kind of have to take it upon yourself to only surround yourself in uplifting and positive people, because people who don't want to see you succeed are not nourishing your soul, and they aren't helping you succeed in any aspect of your life. So that's actually a really good point in so many ways, to surround yourself with better people who want you to be better. Because as I said earlier in this conversation, you know, life is too short to be anything but happy. So if you're with people who are constantly making you feel guilty or bad for your life decisions, then they are people that you just don't need in your life.
Right. You want to be with people that truly have your best interest in mind. So, okay, so we've covered system and support. Now accountability. Mm-hmm. So you said speak it out to the universe, let everybody know, because then it's like, oh boy, I said I was going to do this, and if I don't follow through now, I'm going to feel like I let myself down. I'm going to feel like a failure, but my support team may think I'm a failure too. So I better keep on this journey because I said I was going to do it, right?
Exactly. Yes, it's very important to have that accountability, which is why it is statistically proven that when people work out with a friend, they are more likely to commit to attending that workout because they know someone is there holding them accountable. And we don't like to feel like quitters. That's just in our makeup. No person wants to feel like they are letting others down. And it's amazing when I start working with people, they blame me or use me as their excuse to commit to their goals. Like if they, every week I have them commit to action items and goals for the week. So if they say, I'm going to go to the gym 4 times between our meeting this week and our meeting next week, that's what they have to do. And they say, oh, I didn't want to let you down, so I made sure that I went 4 times. And it's funny because they're making me feel like the one that's holding them accountable in the beginning. But by the end, they realize that they're starting to hold themselves accountable. So it really does work. And having that, almost like they use me as their reasoning behind going to the gym 4 times a week. And then by the end of our 12-week program, they are doing it for themselves. And then have that own empowering feeling that they are going to the gym 4 days a week because they wanted to do it and it makes them feel good.
More with my awesome guest today, Julie Tarana, coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz, And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/whichway. It's my show, Which Way? How about that? Or mention the promo code Which Way when you talk to a Health IQ agent. See how I take care of you. Once again, this is so cool. Check it out at healthiq.com/whichway. So let me ask you this. I know this is really a broad question, Julie, but is there, if you had to boil it down, is there like one thing or a single most important thing we can do to begin living a healthier lifestyle?
That is a great question, and there are so many things that you could do to start living a healthy lifestyle. But truthfully, the number one thing that I have my clients focus on, aside from identifying the reason behind the goals, is to also think of your life as a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the absolute minimum and 10 being the absolute maximum. And I tend to think of doing everything on a scale of 1 to 10 around an 8. So that means if I'm eating and I'm about 80% full, I'm about an 8 on the full scale between 1 and 10, I stop eating. And if I'm working out and I'm going extra hard, I stop myself at about 80%, because anything more than that is too much and something else is going to have to suffer for it. So you don't want to be at either end of the spectrum. You always want to be at about 80%. And if you start thinking that way, it makes you either adjust things more intensely, which is great, or it helps you dial things back a little bit, which is also great. So I always say, picture your life on a scale of 1 to 10 and always aim for that 8.
All right. Aim for an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. I've never thought about it that way, but that makes a lot of sense. All right. So let me ask you this then. So time is such a problem for many of us. We live such a hectic, busy lifestyle. Go, 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 go. How can we stay healthy when we're short on time?
That is such a great question, because you know what? No matter how much money you have, you cannot buy more time. You can't roll over your time from one day into the next. It is such a valuable resource, I think, that we kind of all take for granted. And the one thing that I have noticed in my own life is the amount of minutes that I waste doing things that should not take that much time, that could be done in a better fashion. So what I like to do is literally map out my entire day from the second I wake up until the second I go to sleep, and create pockets of break times and 15-minute intervals so that I could kind of collect myself, maybe check email, go on social media. And that's done in a very small amount of time that I'm sure you and everyone know you could end up down a rabbit hole on social media. And before you know it, you know, 30 minutes has gone by and you're
yes,
just looking up different things that you didn't start looking up.
Guilty.
So I say schedule those.
Guilty is charged.
Yes. And it's, everyone does it, you know, and it's totally normal. And by scheduling those 15-minute breaks, it makes you pause, but not for a very long time. And another way to avoid these little time sucks throughout the day is to plan ahead at night. So I like to prepare for my next day by laying out my clothes, which could tack on another 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, or prepare my meals for the next day by organizing everything in the refrigerator so I just have to grab them and throw them in my bag and go. I also prepare my coffee so that in the morning I just have to flick the on button so that it perks so I could take it to go. And these are all things that in the morning could add up to another half hour of your time that you may or may not have, that you could spend doing something so much more meaningful than picking out your clothes, packing your lunch, and putting on your coffee. So I think that by really scheduling breaks throughout the day in 15-minute intervals and preparing the night before for the next day, at least adds a little more free time that you could do meaningful activities throughout the day.
Those are great life hacks. Thank you, Julie. Look at that.
You're welcome.
Look how you're adding value to our lives. So thank you so much.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for, darn it. And you're delivering. All right, let me ask you this. So obviously you're a certified health coach and nutritionist. Can you briefly give us an example? Just give us these. You've been giving us some great tips. Can you give us some quick tips on what would be, obviously this, again, a broad question, but give us some examples of what would be great to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just quick ways that maybe we could be healthier starting right away with our three main meals of the day.
Well, I think the first thing that everyone should do right now is plan to incorporate more protein, especially in their breakfast. We are very programmed to eat a bowl of cereal or a bagel or a muffin in the morning. And while it seems to make sense to eat the, I guess, less healthy things in the morning so that you could burn them off by the end of the day, by not having enough protein, you will not be able to have the energy to last until lunch. So I always start my breakfast with a smoothie, a protein shake, you know, just protein powder and fresh fruit and a little bit of almond milk or water. And then as a midday snack, I enjoy little almonds. That's great for protein as well. And I think for lunch, keep it on the lighter side. It is too hard to eat a full big meal and still have the energy to produce through the rest of the day. It's just because our bodies physically are taking all of our energy to break down that meal. So if all of your energy is going to your gut to break down your lunch, there's not too much going on in your brain, which is why we have that 2 o'clock slump every day, because our brain has to take a little time out so that our food could be properly digested in our gut. And as far as dinner is concerned, you know, I think number one thing is just to keep it simple. A lot of people feel like they have to make these really complex gourmet meals just so that they're healthy. And it's just a matter of grilling a chicken breast with a side of organic spinach and some brown rice is a perfectly well-balanced meal that does not take a lot of time. And it is a lot better for your waistline and your wallet than ordering takeout. So I think, you know, just keep it a very simple dinner that's delicious and nutritious so that you aren't overwhelmed when you get home from work and thinking, oh, no, I might as well just call in and order out a pizza. So those are the three meal hacks that I could offer you at this time.
I love that. So pay attention to protein, especially in the morning. Keep lunch a little bit lighter. And then just keep it simple and clean and lean at dinner time. And those are a great way to instantly start to change your diet.
Exactly. That's it. It doesn't take much. And you do not have to be a gourmet chef to eat well. That's another misconception that I think people have that intimidates them from cooking their own meals, so they just avoid it altogether. And you really don't have to be the greatest chef. It's just a matter of nailing some clean, simple recipes that you could feel very confident in eating and feeling well afterwards. That's the true secret to getting healthy.
Absolutely. All right, Julie, so you just gave us some great tips and life hacks. You were talking earlier about carving out 15 minutes, 10 minutes of time throughout the day. Talk about people that are working all day. They're at work, they're at the cubicle, they're in their chair, they're slumped over. So does that 10 to 15 minutes, can you give us some thoughts there? Should people get up and walk up and down the stairs or walk out to their car? Or are there some, you know, workplace wellness tips you can give us?
Yes, absolutely. And when I was working for my previous company, I was in finance. So it was a very demanding job that required my high-level performance all day. And what I used to do was go out, and I mentioned this before, you know, we get that 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon slump, and I would go get coffee in the break room. And the problem with that is that I would immediately get a little jolt, but then within an hour or so, my energy level would crash. So a better alternative was to leave the building and take a walk around the block to get some fresh air, get my blood flow going, really open myself up outside of, you know, the stuffiness of an office. And it cleared my head as well. So I would say, you know, if you have those 10 minutes, grab someone that you work with, because engaging in conversation is also stimulating to the brain. Take a walk outside, get some fresh air, even if it's freezing out like it is now. It's good to get that clear air in your system, especially around cold and flu time. It's great to have a few minutes outside of that stale air that's in your office. So just take a few minutes to walk outside, have a quick conversation, stretch your legs, and that will really take you further as far as creating more energy than just making a cup of coffee in your office.
Some more great tips, Julie. Excellent. So last question I have for you. You know, many of us, we use the word skinnier. I hear a lot of people, oh, I want to get skinnier. Mm-hmm. Look how skinny that person is. And in our culture, it seems like skinnier is better. Although I think that's changing a little bit, and that's a good thing. I love this quote of yours. It's not about being skinny. It's about being your best whole self. Tell us about that.
Yes. So as I mentioned, I have Crohn's disease, and I suffered for years being in and out of the hospital and lost a tremendous amount of weight that was a result of both just being sick and not being able to retain anything that I ate and being put on liquids-only diets to give myself bowel rest. So I lost a ton of weight, and I hated how I felt. I felt like a shell of myself. And I thought anyone who says you can never be skinny enough clearly never had an illness that essentially stripped them of all good nutrients and confidence. And I do not allow the words skinny and fat in my vocabulary when discussing weight, because it has absolutely no influence on your overall health and well-being, as I was my skinniest at the same time I was also my sickest. So there is no correlation between lower weight and better health. So when I was putting my program together for my health coaching, I wanted to make sure that I got that point across, that I do not value a number on a scale, whether it be high or low. It's all about overall health with your mentality, emotional, and physical health. So that is why it is called Best Whole Self, my business. And it is because my motto is, it's not about being skinny, it's about being your best whole self. And that's emotionally, physically, overall well-being, very strong and healthy, and not based on a number on the scale.
Best whole self. What a great way to look at it and reframe, reshape what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve, you know, with your wellness, weight loss, and health goals. So just a great way to look at it. Julie, thank you so much for your time today. So best whole self, we know that. How can we connect with you? Tell us all the places.
Sure. My website is just bestwholeself.com. So that's BESTWHOLESELF.com. That's also my Facebook page, Best Whole Self. And my Instagram page is actually just my name. It's Julie Marie Terrana, T-E-R-R-A-N-A. And that is my Instagram page. So those are three ways you could get in touch with me. My website is actually full of blog posts and recipes and tips that I discussed today. So I welcome you to check it out. There's also a video as to how I started this business and my own journey. And you'll get to know a lot more about me personally that way as well.
It's a terrific website. I've been on it. And we're going to put all of those links on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Julie, thank you again. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes that I close out every show with, which is, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Julie, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here, and I hope that you have a great day and be your best.
So fun talking to Julie today. Check out her website. Really, a lot of good information on that. And thank you for listening to Which Way Is Life. Hey, catch every episode. I don't want you to miss anything. Hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I can ask a favor, please rate and review my show on iTunes. Just search Which Way Is Life. I'll pop up. And if you can, give me a rating and review. That way I get a higher ranking and it gives me a chance to help more people. And that's exactly what we're doing all this for. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at BKlaproth on Twitter. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.